Well, that was amazingly done. Again, let's give the children one more round of applause. Really good. I've never seen such cute little barn animals in my life. In fact, I feel like some of those were, I saw a couple wolves up here or something. Not exactly sure those would have been there with the sheep, but well done all the same. Really nice. Now, boys and girls, we have some boys and girls out here. Raise your hand if you're a boy or a girl. Wow, lots. And grown-ups, I have a question for you. Who likes to receive gifts at Christmas? Raise your hand up. Yeah. I see some grown-ups without their hand up. Don't be modest. Who likes to receive gifts at Christmas? We all do, right? Christmas is a wonderful time of year. It's a wonderful time to give gifts and receive gifts. But let me ask you this. How should you receive a gift? Is there a good way to receive a gift? Is there a bad way to receive a gift? I've been trying to figure this out. I know, you know, my wife, my kids are going to give me something for Christmas. How should I receive it? What should I say when I get the gift? In fact, children, maybe you can help me with this. Maybe we can invite up a few people to come help me, people I can give gifts to and see their reactions. So I'll invite up some people, and I want, before I do that, though, I want you to tell me which reactions are good and which are bad, okay? So as they receive a gift, their reactions, we're gonna try to find the best one and the worst one. Okay, so first, let's have Lucas Entwistle. Lucas, why don't you come up? Yeah, come on up, buddy. Let's see. All right. Lucas, Merry Christmas. Open it up. Go for it. What do you think?
Yes, just what I wanted.
Wow. Well, it's yours, man. Go ahead and sit. Wow. Yes, just what I wanted. That was pretty good. That made me feel good, Lucas. Thank you. All right, so that's pretty good, right? So let's put that up here. Yes, just what I wanted. That's the best one so far. Let's try another. Selena. Selena, why don't you come up? Selena, I got this one for you. Merry Christmas. Okay, Snickers, not her favorite. All right. So, she said it was nice, but she deserves better than this. Okay. Is that better or worse? Worse. That's pretty bad, huh? Thanks, but I really deserve better. Okay. Let's try number three then. Aviva. Let's have Aviva come on up. Ah, a red gift to match your red. Merry Christmas, Aviva. Go ahead. Oh.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Wow, thanks, Aviva. You can take them. Go ahead. Here, I'll keep the mic from you. Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, she didn't just like the gift. She appreciated me for giving it to her. Thank you, Aviva. That felt good, right? That's probably, what do you think? Is that good, bad?
Good.
That's pretty good. I'd say that's the best so far, right? That's even better than yes, just what I wanted. All right. Number four. Let's have our last one then. Last one. Will. Will, why don't you come on up, buddy? Will. Not Will Zong, Will Herod, sorry. Need to specify the last name. Gave him a heart attack. A little jiggly. Will, Merry Christmas. Open it up. I taped it good. Here, just rip this part. I appreciate the delicacy you're having with this thing. Ah, nice.
Is this it?
Is this it? Ouch. Go ahead and take a seat, Will. Don't appreciate my gift. Yeah, round of applause. Let's give him a hand. What do we think? Is that the best or the worst? Probably the worst. Really? Is this it? That's harsh. Now, boys and girls, as we think about how to receive a gift, let me ask you this. Do you remember the first person ever to receive a Christmas gift? Who was that person? You remember? In fact, I've got a big gift here I want to show you. Which one is it? No, not that one. There we go. The first Christmas gift looked something like this. Boys and girls, can you see who the gift is from? From God. And who is it addressed to? To Mary. Ah, Mary. We just saw Mary in the play, didn't we, boys and girls? Mary was the one to receive the first Christmas gift. Not an important ruler, not the most famous person of the time. No, a small girl from a small village. It was Mary. So boys, girls, grown-ups, today I want us to see how Mary received that very first Christmas gift. To do that, we're going to read from the Bible. You'll see it on the screen. We're going to look at the book of Luke. Luke is part of the Bible that tells the story about Jesus and who he is, about Jesus' life. So, you remember what we saw in the play, right? An angel comes to Mary and has this news. What is the angel going to say? Well, the angel comes and tells her about God's gift. Well, let's see what happens. We can look in verse 28. This is what the angel says. The angel went to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." She keeps going. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Boys and girls, did you see what the gift is that God was giving Mary? What was it? It was a baby, right? This baby who was God himself. This baby who was coming to be a king. But how was Mary going to receive it? What would she say? What would she think? Well, if we keep reading in Luke, we see her answer in verse 46. "And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.'" So, does Mary know who this gift is from? She does, right? She says, "The Lord and God my Savior." But why her? Why is God giving this gift to her of all people? Well, look what she says next. "For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Do you see how Mary thinks of herself in these verses? Can you see two things? First, she says she's humble. And then she says she's his servant. That's interesting, right? What does humble mean? Boys and girls, anyone know what humble means? What does it mean to be humble? Well, humble can mean something very ordinary or poor. But it can also mean not thinking that I'm the most important person, right? And Mary is humble because she's not there to say, hey, look how great I am, everyone. No, she says she's a servant of someone else who's great. Interesting, right? She says she's a servant of God. Look at how she talks about God in these verses. She says he's the mighty one and holy is his name. God is like the boss, right? He's the mighty one. He's the one in charge, the one who's more powerful, the one who's perfect in every way. He's the creator. He made everything. He's not just another person, but he's God. He's holy and different from us. Mary is a humble servant of the mighty God. So, boys and girls, let's notice this then. God didn't send his Christmas gift to someone who thought they were really great. He sent his Christmas gift to someone who thought God was really great. So, let's get this straight then. You may be wondering what this heart is doing over here. This is Mary's heart, nice and large. What is in Mary's heart? What do you think? I think we could summarize it by saying this. In Mary's heart, she thought, let's open this up. What did she think? Mary says, God is great. I am not. This is Mary being humble, isn't it? God is great and I am not. That's what's in Mary's heart. Of course, boys and girls, we know that there's lots of good in each person. God has made us in his image. So she's not saying all people are all bad, but rather when we compare ourselves to God, well, he's important in a way that we are not. We don't compare to him. We're not great like he is great. So, boys and girls, I wonder if you can help me. Every time I point to this sign, moving a little bit. There we go. I wonder if you can say this with me. God is great and I am not. You ready? God is great and I am not. Yeah, really good. So God was pleased to give Mary this gift because she was humble. She knew that I am not. Oh, really good. So that was Mary. But it's not just Mary. God loves to give gifts to all people who are humble like Mary was. This is what we see in the next verses. Verse 50, she says this, God's mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He's performed mighty deeds with his arm. He's scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He's brought down the rulers from their thrones, but he's lifted up the humble. He's filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Did you see those very first two words? What do those say? God's mercy. God's mercy. What is mercy, boys and girls? Anyone knows what mercy is? Ah, that's a tricky one. Mercy is when someone takes your toy, and instead of grabbing it back, hitting them, you forgive them. Maybe you let them play with your toy. Mercy is when you break your parents' rule. I can remember as a kid, the rule I often broke was not cleaning my bedroom when my parents asked me to. Anybody relate to that? Yeah, I think lots of us. But I remember one time I didn't clean my bedroom. And because of that, I knew there was a consequence coming. That was a rule that I broke. And yet that time, my parents forgave me. And you know what they did? They helped me clean up my room, even though I didn't deserve it. That is mercy. God, mercy is what God gives to everyone through Jesus, to all who are humble, to all who know that Yes. The Bible tells us that each one of us, boy, girl, grown up, we all need God's mercy. Why? Well, because there's a problem, isn't there? There's a problem. Maybe I can ask you this. Is it easy to tell someone else that you're better than me? You're greater than me. I'm not that great. Is it easy to say, I'm not really important? I need help. I can't do this. Are those easy things for you to say, boys and girls? No, this is hard. In fact, the Bible shows us the truth that every person since the very beginning, Adam and Eve, wants to be important and great, not humble, not someone else's servant. If we're honest, our hearts don't want this. We don't want to say this. This isn't nice. No, what we want to say is often, I am great, and God is not. Not out loud, maybe, but with our thoughts, with our actions, with our attitudes in our heart. We do this, boys and girls, when we give the reward that God deserves to ourselves. When we take the greatness that belongs to God and we keep it for us. We maybe fail to show that in all we do, our grades at school, our family and friends, the activities we enjoy, the sports we play, those things are not from us, but from God, our Creator. And so we ignore God, the one who is perfectly good and holy, the mighty one, and we say, really? Is that it? You know what, God, we don't really need your gifts. I'm good on my own. I'm pretty great on my own, actually. And so, where does this lead us? Well, it leads us away from God, away from good, away from the gift of Jesus, and away from his mercy. And without him, we are like the rich in this passage, the rich who he has sent away empty. Because apart from God, where there is no good, there's no life, but only death. This is a big problem for us. This is a big problem for our world. It's why our world is so full of so many sad and broken things, even at Christmas. And so what can we do? Well, friends, it's in this problem that God sends his Christmas gift. He sends his son Jesus as a savior. You see, God's son Jesus didn't stay a baby. No, he grew. And he grew to be the only person who was perfect in every way, loving and merciful. The only person ever to walk this earth who could really say, I am great. And yet, he did something so unlike us. Although he could have shown everyone how great he was, he spent his life serving others. He spent his life showing others how great God is. He invited the poor, the lonely, the not great people of the world to come be with him, to be his friends, to be his family. And this mighty one, God, Jesus, gave up everything, even his own life. He did that to take the punishment we deserve for how we've treated God. And instead of what we deserve, Jesus offers his greatness and his perfectness to us prideful and self-centered people, like me and like all of us. Because of the gift of Jesus, we get God's mercy. We can be forgiven by God and made part of his family. This is how the easy-to-read version of the Bible puts it from the book of 1 Peter 3. You can read this with me, boys and girls, if you can follow along. It says, he himself suffered when he died for you, and with that one death he paid for your sins. He was not guilty, but he died for people who are guilty. He did this to bring all of you to God. Isn't that amazing? Why would Jesus do this? Well, it's not because of anything great in us, in me or in you. It's simply because he loves to give his mercy to those who are humble and needy. He holds out this gift of Jesus, boys and girls, even to you, even today. And that reminds me, I have one more gift to bring out. Oh no. Lost a bow. Ooh. Who is this gift from, boys and girls? From God. And who is it to?
To me.
To you? To mystery. To who, right?
To me.
This gift, thank you for saying that, Brooks. You're exactly right. This gift is for you. It's held out not just to Mary, but to anyone. This gift could be for you, boys and girls. Everybody, this is what we've seen, everybody needs God's Christmas gift. But the people who can receive God's Christmas gift are the ones who know that they need it. They realize that... Very good. So how would you receive it? Well, friends, you can say sorry to God. Sorry for the way we've lived. And see, we can say yes to the gift of Jesus just by trusting him and what he's done for us. And when you receive him, there is great joy. There's the joy of knowing God as your friend, of having all your worst things forgiven, joy of life everlasting with him. So friends, if you receive the gift of Jesus, whether now for many years you've received it, or if today, this morning, is the first time you've received it, you can say like Mary, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Boys and girls, can we pray as we close? Can you pray with me? Fold your hands together and pray. Well, Heavenly Father, merciful God, you are great. We thank you that in all your power, in all the ways you're perfect, that you'd want to have a relationship with us, unimpressive, messed up people like us. We thank you for showing us mercy and sending Jesus at Christmas to die in our place, to save us. Please, God, give us humble hearts to receive you, to praise you, and to love you in all we do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.